Welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show. I'm David Gardner, broadcasting from Fool Global headquarters here in Alexandria, Virginia, here each week to talk about the motley world of money and investing. On this week's show, the business of Slurpees, a CEO called the Bun Lady, a CFO called Money Penny, and a game called Sell Me a Stock. But we begin this week's show by talking about the Fed's decision to raise interest rates by another 0.25% this week, and here to shed some light on that and some of the week's other news is Fool Radio economics contributor Charlie Whelan, the author of Naked Economics, Undressing the Dismal Science. He joins us from the NPR Bureau in Chicago, Illinois. Charlie, welcome back.
Great to be with you.
Charlie, the Fed raised interest rates another 0.25% this week, said that it would continue to raise interest rates at, quote, a pace that is likely to be measured, end quote. Charlie, what does that mean to our listeners?
Well, two quick observations. The first is it probably doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot, actually. This surprised nobody for the reason that you just outlined, which is that they've stated they're going to ramp interest rates up at that measured pace. Mm-hmm. And since it didn't surprise anybody, it didn't really move the markets much. And if you're thinking, boy, I missed the chance to go out and get a 20 or 30-year mortgage, that's not likely to be true either, given that the folks who are going to be loaning you money for 20 or 30 years have already taken this into account. So since it was consistent with expectations, it isn't going to make much difference for the average person on the street. And the second quick observation is that we should remember that the Fed stance is still accommodative, that if you think about Alan Greenspan tending the barbecue in the backyard, and he adds a little lighter fluid when he wants to heat it up and covers the grill when he wants to cool it down, he's still adding a little lighter fluid, less than he was last week. But this is still a relatively easy money environment, and there's enough credit out there to encourage new business and capital formation.
Mm. We probably can't make too much of that phrase, a pace that is likely to be measured. Charlie, in general, would you say that you do things at a, quote, pace that is likely to be measured?
Well, I would say my wife, when it comes to tasks around the house, would say that it's a little too measured. So it tends to be how quickly I want to get around to things, which is pretty much what Alan Greenspan's doing here, leaving himself a lot of leeway.
Charlie Whelan is the author of Naked Economics, Undressing the Dismal Science, and a wonderful regular contributor to this show. Charlie, thanks for joining us. Enjoy your weekend.
Great to be with you guys.